prayer now for our morning worship service. Praise him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. He's worthy to be praised. Is that course? Prepare for worship.
Praise him.
Come on, let's shift, let's shift, let's shift.
Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised.
Come on, praise him.
Call to worship. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within our gates, O Jerusalem.
For they not course better than a thousand Israel. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in wickedness.
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good.
They are planting the house of the Lord. They flourish in the course of our God.
O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
But the Lord is his holy temple.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
O sing to the Lord in your song. We have done marvelous things.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord. All the earth sing praises. Hymn of a praise, number 390. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Refrain. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord, and I promise him that I will serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord.
Oh,
thank you for your grace.
Thank you.
And we thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for this day, dear Lord. This day that you made. And just, Lord, we just come glad and rejoicing in it, dear Lord. We even thank you for your hands on tomorrow, Lord. Bless us in the spiritual way, dear Lord.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, I come and ask you to just bless all women, no matter where they station, no matter what they position, whether it's a housewife, political, or whatever. Bless them, Lord. They knew, Lord, that you was their keeper, the Lord. They knew that you would be a friend for the friendless, dear Lord. They know that you would give them strength when they needed, dear Lord. They knew that you would be a comfort when they needed, the Lord. They need to know that you would be a guide around those corners they could not see. They knew that you would be with them with any kind of situation. All they had to do was just call on your name, and you would be right there. Just bless them. Bless the women. Just bless them in a special way, dear Lord. And bless those that showed us the way, those major arts that came before us, the Lord, and taught us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you've done. And now, Lord, I ask that these coming along, that you bless them and give them favor and draw them to you, that they will know you in their daily walk. Walk with them, Lord, and talk with them, Lord, and guide them, and let them know they look up to the hill from which cometh their help. And they help come from you, Lord, and they not to forget to give you the praise. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun, Lord. We love you, Lord. Just praise your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, just thank you. Go with us this morning, Lord. And be with us, be God in our way, dear Lord. And the Lord, I ask that you bless this church, don't tell us. Bless this pastor. Continue to bless him, that he may be a blessing to us. Bless his family, dear Lord. Draw him closer to you and help him when you try to help us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I want to say thank you. Lord, I want to say thank you.
On my way home.
do it for me right now. I know you're able. You got all power in the palm of your hand. One touch from you, Lord, make it all right. Let me ask you something now. Let me ask you something now.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'll be reading from Psalms 119, verses 19 through 29. Open for me the gates where the righteous enter, and I will go in and thank the Lord. These gates lead to the presence of the Lord, and the godly enter there. I thank you for answering my prayer and giving me victory. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God shining upon us. Take the sacrifice and bind it with cords on the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. God bless the reading of the word and those who follow it.
Good morning, John's Chapel. All right, so glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. Oh, I can't take that for granted. Can't take it for granted. Because we just never know. Well, I stand to do the announcement this morning on this blessed Sunday. But before I do the announcement, as always, we like to recognize those who are worshiping with us this morning, our guests. So if you are here this morning and you'd like to be recognized, this is the time for you to be recognized. You can state your name or your church affiliation or whatever you'd like to share at this time. Do you have anybody visiting with us this morning? Hey, man, not seeing it. I don't have my glasses on, but anyway. But if you're out there, just give us a hand wave. I can see a hand wave. All right. Look like everybody's at home. All right. All right. Well, we thank the Lord for all of us being in the house of worship one more time. So now we'll turn to our bulletin for our announcements. We pray that that we all have a bulletin. This is Women's History Month. We're so thankful for our women. We appreciate them. Maybe have something to do with Alzheimer's too, the purple and all that good stuff. But we just bless the Lord and we thank you. On page 6 of prayer concerns, we have a sick and shut-in list. Please go over that and pray for each one of those that are on that list. Amen. Pray for them for their healing and for the situation they may be in. Give them a phone call or a visit. And then on that same page, you see our opportunities to worship this week. Please keep all those in mind as you go through this week. There is one announcement that is not printed in your bulletin for Thursday, March the 26th. March the 26th. And it is, this is an invite is being sent to us on behalf of Commissioner Jimmy Jones, the chairman of the Coffee County Democratic Party. All of us, you, me, we are invited to the Coffee County Democratic Party for all the people meeting. And that meeting is Thursday, March the 26th at 6 o'clock at Shane's Rib Shack. And it's located on the circle, 8 North Point Parkway. So please share this with your family and your friends as we support the Coffee County Democratic Party. So put that on your calendar. And if you have any questions or concerns, you may contact Sister Alibel Reddick. Amen. So add that to your list of announcements. Page 7, you see some information there on page 7. I know Pastor will probably mention about the engagement this afternoon in Geneva. He'll probably mention that. And then, of course, I want to remind everyone, we have nice, lovely Easter lilies on stage. If you want to contribute to that, please, you may do so. Those donations are being accepted. Amen. Amen. And then, of course, our Easter program on April the 5th. We're excited about that. So please come out for that Easter program. Yours truly and Sister Alexis Elston and Reverend Willie Huggins are the chairperson for that event. So we're expecting a big outcome, a big participation, and a good crowd out for Easter Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
And make sure you dress to impress. Now, because we're going to have our fashion parade. All right? All right. Ain't nothing wrong with dressing up and showing your clothes. Oh, God, that's all right. As long as your heart right with God, we're going to be okay. All right, all right. So those are our announcements. Those are our announcements. So rule and govern yourselves accordingly. All right. Now jumping to our birthday list. We got several on our list this week celebrating the birthday. And as I call your name, make some noise. Or if they're not in the house, y'all can make some noise for them. Amen? So celebrating the birthday this week on March the 26th, Jasmine Crawford. See Jazz out there? Is that Jazz I see? I don't know. Maybe I'm blind. I don't see Jazz. Also on the 26th, Meredith F. Green. Another one on March the 26th, 2025, Solana J. Barber. Returning 1 year old. All right, that's great. And then on the 27th, that's Friday, Kalicia Hayes, Haynes. And then on March the 27th, also Friday, Camden Jordan Crawford. All right. That's y'all grandkids? Okay, all right, okay, all right. I'm trying to think who that is. I don't know who that is. Y'all know who that is? Huh? Craig, okay, all right, all right. Craig daughter. What? That's y'all grandchild, then, right? Okay, all right. So I was right. Okay, I want to make sure I'm talking about the right people, all right? Grandparents. Also on March the 28th, Mabel Dixon. Okay, that's for this week. Anybody else celebrating their birthday this week and we didn't shout out your name? Ooh, I see Vivian Johnson back there waving her hand. Who? Nala. Nala. I think she said Nala. Nala Simmons. Now, who is that? Your niece. Okay, her niece. All right, all right. We're saying happy birthday for her, too. Amen. Amen. Okay, at this time, we're going to sing happy birthday to all the birthday recipients. So we ask at this time, everybody come to your feet, stand to your feet as we sing happy birthday in honor of our birthday recipients. All birthday recipients, you may remain seated. Amen. We're going to be led by our man, Casey. All right.
Casey, ready. All right, let's stand and sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Y'all, thank y'all. Job well done. All right, looking at the wedding anniversary on page 6, March the 22nd, 2025. Oh, that's today. Okay, that's today, right? Okay. I'm talking about none other than Mr. Samuel, better known as Sammy Mills, and Miss Tiffany Mills. Amen. 1 year of marital bliss. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Bless them. All right. Now, as I get ready to take my seat, I'm going to leave you with this. Coming from our Sunday school lesson, just a thought. When the Lord speaks to your situation, just say yes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Ricky Brick, for announcements this morning. Thank you all for participating within our morning program this morning. Let's give our program participants a hand clap of praise. Amen? Amen. Amen. And we celebrate Women Month. We are so thankful and grateful for their accomplishments as well as what they're doing right now. So thank you all, thank you all, thank you all. And to our guests, we're thankful that you all are here with us this morning. Amen. Good to see you. Good to see you all in the house of God. You all smile. Y'all smile. Lord have mercy. Bingo. Jackpot. You know. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Yeah, there you go. Good to see you all. Good to see you all. What a joy it is to be alive and to be in God's house one more time. So we're so thankful and grateful again for all of our members as well as our guests here at John's Chapel AME Church, the little church that live in the Lord's vision, a local church with a global mindset. We are the flock that loves to rock. Amen. So when you come to John's Chapel, we're going to love you no matter who you are, where you have been or what you look like. Passion, you're going to be loved here in our church. Amen. The church with unconditional love. Yes. Not just words on a piece of paper, but words that flow from our hearts, mind, and soul. To our guests, you and passion, you all are at the right place at the right time. Come on, y'all, let's give my hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. I jazzed that bad boy up, right? Thinker. Good. So thank you all. Thank you all again. You see within our bulletin, immediately after service, we're going to go to Geneva. We're going to go to Geneva. They're asking us to come over to help them pipe the pews. I need all our members to participate, to help us. Let's go over and celebrate in Geneva at New Life New Life Aomi Church. They want us to come and help them. Y'all smile. Smile. There you go. Good. Good. Thank you all. Thank you all. Smile. Now this side, y'all smile. Smile. Thank you all. Good. 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 We're going to go to Geneva. So the men, they are smiling, right? I know they are. Yeah. Y'all smile. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Wonderful smile. Thank you all. So we're going to go over and be a blessing to the New Life. They're asking us to help them. You know, the storm come through. The storm did do some damage to the church. But they were in a position of repairing their church. But we're going to go over and help them on a spiritual level as well as a morale level. And let's help them lift them up, okay? Amen. Won't be long, you know, won't be long. We're going to have a good time, great time in the Lord. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Sister Nikki, you ready to greet us now? Amen. So Sister Nikki preparing to greet us in a few minutes. Our Easter lilies, get ready for our Easter lilies. We want all of this to be white with lilies. Amen. See Sister Deborah Faye? Okay, so she's taking donations for our Easter lilies. We want our pulpit area to be beautified with Easter lilies. So make sure we purchase our lilies, okay? How much are the lilies? Is it printed? How much the donation? What do we give? From their heart, okay, $2. Okay. Where you see that? Okay, amen, all right. All right, all right, let's give our Easter lilies. And lilies cost about $50 a lit. Amen, $50 a piece. So let us give from our hearts. Be mindful of the lilies that do cost. They cost, okay? But we want this area pretty white with some lilies, okay? All right, so we beautify that. Thank you all. Thank you all. Sister Nikki, give us a quick thank you to the church family. All right, Sister Nikki Mills.
Good morning, JC.
Good morning.
I just want to say thank you to everybody that supported the gospel concert on yesterday. It was a great success. I really appreciate each and every one of you. I mean, I'm just so thankful and grateful for everyone that sold tickets, bought plates, I mean, everything. So just thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give her a hand clap of praise. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Nikki. Thank you, Mills, Sister Nikki Mills, and your team. You did a fantastic job. Thank you, members across the board, A to Z. We all participated in some way to in order for this to be another huge success here in our church. So thank you all. Thank you all for your prayers and your support. Let's continue to move forward. All right. Thank you. Day of service. We already done that one. Thank you, Sister Nichols, for being able to jump in on that one and her team as the outreach ministry also. So we did a great job on that one. So let's get ready for Wednesday noonday Bible study at 12 o'clock. We are here at the church in person. So come on to Bible study. See me at the church if you need a handout. And we have 45 minutes of teaching. We try to get out before 12 o'clock. I mean, we try to get out before 1 o'clock and I'm doing Bible study. And then we come back at 6 o'clock on Zoom. So when you get the Zoom link, the ones who have to work and extracurricular activities, we still try to accommodate you all so you all can be on Zoom at Bible study at 6 o'clock. Okay? And then we'll go from there. You see it when you're bulletin. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, team. Beautiful bulletin. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you, Tech Team. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Yes?
We do have food.
We have food where?
Wednesday.
Huh?
Wednesday.
We have food when?
At the Bible study on Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
Who have food? Oh, Diane. That nigga trying to get. Oh, amen. No winning, no, sir. No, sir. I love you, Dr. Nigga. You give me a trouble. All right. Come on here. You ready?
You ready? Good morning, John's Chapel. This morning, we will be taking a moment to honor Women's History Month. We're going to be, this topic is honoring women of strength and faith. Today, as we celebrate Women's History Month, I am honored to recognize an extraordinary African-American woman, Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman was more than a historical figure. She was born a symbol of courage, faith, and unshakable determination. Born into slavery, she escaped bondage, but she did not stop there. She risked her life time and time again to lead others to freedom through the Underground Railroad. She was called Moses because she guided her people out of oppression, just as Moses did in the Bible. When I think of Harriet Tubman, it reminds me of a woman in the Bible named Esther. Esther was a queen who found herself in a position where she could save people, but doing so meant she risked her own life. She showed incredible bravery and faith, choosing to stand up when it mattered the most. Like Harriet Tubman, Esther understood that her life had a purpose greater than her own. A powerful verse that reflects their strength is Esther 4 chapter 14th verse. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for a time such as this. This verse reminds us that we are all placed exactly where we need to be for a purpose. Harriet Tubman lived for such a time as this. Esther lived for such a time as this. And believe it or not, right now in 2026, today, we are also called to do the same thing because we are also living for such a time as this. And I know what you're thinking. How can we do this? We can pray boldly, asking for God's guidance and courage. We can speak up for those who may not have a voice. We can serve our communities with love and compassion. We can educate ourselves and others, stand for civic justice, and use our voices in meaningful ways. Every small act of faith and courage matters. And I need to talk to the men for a minute. Now, this is Women's History Month. But I need to talk to my men, too. We need you. Not just during Women's History Month, but every single day. The Bible calls for men to love, protect, honor, and support women. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, 25th verse, it says, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." That kind of love is sacrificial, protective, and full of respect. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, men are reminded to treat women with honor. This shows us that uplifting women is not just a cultural idea, it is a biblical calling. When men and women stand together united, supporting one another, we reflect God's design for strength, partnership, and love. As we honor women today, during this special month, let us remember their courage. Let us walk boldly with our purpose, and let us never, ever underestimate the power of one faithful, determined woman. Thank you.
Alexis. Thank you, Sister Dessel Jones, our Christian Aid Director. Amen. Let's give her a hand of praise for putting this together. Amen. Thank you. All right, we ready? Let's go now with our offering. Let's prepare, lay moment. No lay moment? Okay, bro. No lay moment? Okay. All right, no lay moment. All right, so that was the lay moment? Okay, good. All right, now that was Women History Month, okay? All right, so now let's get ready for the giving of our tithes and our offering. We pray that we're going to continue to give. We got to continue to give here in our church. Let us give not grudgingly nor of necessity, for we know that God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Come on, let's get happy. This is a joyous occasion right here. Now y'all smiling, look at there. You can tell the spirit of generosity is in our church. I mean, you all are smiling, ready to give. Oh, that mercy, good. All right, let us prepare in our giving. Again, you know that we are doing a lot for our members, as well as for our community, as well as for our city. Because the Lord is blessing us, amen, through our faithfulness and through our dedication. So we're asking all of our members to make sure that we remain tithers. The Bible says, let not your right hand know what the left hand is doing. When you're the giver. So when you give in secret, that's how quiet it ought to be. Let not the right hand know what the left hand is doing, and you're the giver. That's how quiet your giving ought to be. Left hand, God, right hand. Left hand, God, right hand. And then when you get home and you look at the checkbook, you say, God, I gave $5 more than last Sunday. You said you did. When you balance it out, you said, God, I end up giving $30 more than what I did last Sunday. Why? Because it was left hand, God, right hand. So let not your giving be done grudgingly or nor of necessity. So when you give because the Lord is blessing you right now real good. Give because you know you had a spirit of generosity upon you. He just keep making a way for you. Repeat after me, when I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Come on, let us stand all over the church. Let us come around and give, not grudgingly, nor necessity, for God loves and cheerful giving.
this, Lord. Give us a choice. Our own retired presiding elder Huggins will come with the preach word. Senior, amen. Thank you.
I love to pray.
fill our hearts with your love and gratitude. Speak to me that I might be able to speak to others. We ask this blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to say something this morning. One of them was a personal privilege, but the other one I got to justify myself.
Well,
when Sister Ellis was did a fantastic job, Pastor caught me off guard. She said, "Men, love your wife." He said she won't let me. That's when I left. He called me off guard. But I take a personal privilege, if you don't mind. If you do, I still go take it.
That.
We went to First Methodist Church here in Enterprise with our pastor, and he did a fantastic job. But if you don't mind, let me say this. I don't know how many, I know I still hugging myself there, but Brother Franklin paid for all our meals. And I want to say thank you. There's nothing wrong with saying thank you. I got caught off guard the last time I preached here with this thing here. And I had it packed down today. And I got messed up again. But this time I was a little bit smarter than I was then. I got me some paper today. But if you don't mind for a few minutes, and most time when a preacher says a few minutes, he means an hour. From the book of St. Mark, the 5th chapter, 18th through the 20th, but if you allow me to read that 20th verse. So the man left and went through 10 towns, telling what Jesus had done for him. And all who heard it was amazed. He went through 10 towns telling what Jesus had done for him. I'd like to speak this morning from the subject, go tell your story. Go tell your story. I once pastored in a small town in South Central Alabama, Southwest Central Alabama, called Greensboro, Alabama. There was a member named Eddie Long. The late Brother Eddie Long was proud of what God had done for him. How God had saved him and had mercy. And he always said, "You can't tell my story like I can."
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you have a story this morning? But how good Jesus has been to you.
Do you have a story this morning telling that God had blessed you? Do you have a story? But I'm like Brother Eddie Long this morning. I don't care how much you try to tell my story. You can't tell my story like I can.
Amen.
In chapter 5, we find Mark giving witness to a man that lived in the graveyard. He would cry out day and night. You could hear him all over his town or his village. And he intimidated the people. This man, Mark said, had a demon in him. Uh-huh. If he would live this time of day, we said that this man was mentally ill. And I tell anybody, if you live in the graveyard, you are mentally ill.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It's something about a person who has a mental problem. Especially schizophrenia. They have incredible strength. They're strong, they're very strong. I don't know if you ever tried to retain one, someone that had a mental problem. I remember one time that we went to arrest, not to arrest her, but to get her some help, but we're going to have to force ourselves upon her. And when she found out that we were finna put some handcuffs on her, one of us was on the one side and one was on the other side, and the sheriff was going to handcuff her. We took her hand right quick and brought it back behind her for him to handcuff her. And all of a sudden, at the same time, both of our hands came back up. I don't know why that they have incredible strength. They would take this man there, they'd catch him there so often, and they would take him and handcuff him, or put shackles on him, put him in chains. But every time, he would break the chains. This man was very strong. One day, Jesus and his disciples decided that they were going to the other side of Lake Galilee. And when they got over there, here comes this man charging them. Came down the hill out of the cemetery. I believe it was set up high. And ran toward Jesus. Looked like he was charging Jesus. But when he got to where Jesus was, he fell at the feet of Jesus. Which we all need to do. Not just fell at the feet of Jesus. He fell at the feet of Jesus and was blessed. If we fall at the feet of Jesus this morning, we can be blessed. This man was possessed by demons. And Jesus commanded that those demons come out of him. demons came out of this man. But you know, the devil and demons are like, they know God is, when God is being represented. Said unto Jesus, Son of God, the high God, don't kill us. When I look at it, man can possess the body. You might make me do something I don't want to do, but you can make me do it, but you can't make me not want to do it. You can control my body, but you cannot control my mind. Doctors today, psychiatrists and psychologists, they can give you some medicine to help you when you have a mental problem, but they're not sure that it's going to work. But I come by this morning to tell you, I know a mind regulator, a heart fixer. His name is Jesus. When I look at him, when no, that demon asks, Jesus, will you just let us go in, into the swine, the hog? Don't kill them. And Jesus allowed them to go. Then all of a sudden, they ran up a hill and fell over a cliff into the water and all drowned. The demon had ran them crazy. If we're not crazy, if we're not careful, the demon would get in us right now and run us crazy. Oh, yeah. They ran up a hill and over a cliff into the water and all drowned. The men that was looking over the swine, saw what happened, and they ran back to town and told everybody. They came out and saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of them rejoicing, they got mad with Jesus. This man been messing with them for years in the cemetery, but now they got mad with Jesus. Why did they get mad? They thought that Jesus had messed up their economy, their livelihood. Jesus caused that those hogs to go over the cliff and drown. It was not Jesus, it was the devil. Got in those hogs and swines and ran them crazy. When I look at it today, we got a crazy man in the White House. We want to put it on their reign and say that they're the cause of the war. No, we're not. That crazy man in the White House, he is the cause of it. What was the problem? See, they weren't Jews. They were like me. They were Gentiles. They liked pork chops. And that was the way they were living. And they thought Jesus had messed them up. They know it was not Jesus. It was the devil in that man that came out of him that messed him up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at the day. When I fill up the car, when I got home, I told my wife I wasn't going to drive nowhere I didn't have to. My friend called me and told me he got a Lexus. He told me that he filled his car. He had to use premium. He said that it took $700 to fill his car. I know one person here that know it, that take where take supermarket and hospital here. Amen. Is that right, Brother Maxie? They had some. Last week they were running some chickens on wings on sale for $45. And then I know in the thing the other day they had them that we got some more, and now they're $65. You go to the pump and fill up, you fill up your tank, and then you go by the grocery store, they even get higher there. I don't know if you paid any attention. When I was on my way to church, I told my wife this morning, I don't see too many farmers turning their grounds over. They said, these are fuel. Fertilizer is out of sight. That was Donald Trump who caused all of that to happen. Him and all crazy people with him. Some of us, I know that some people, when they said they loved Donald Trump, but when they went to the pump the other day into the grocery store, they stopped loving him. These people got mad with Jesus. Wanted Jesus to leave from where they are. I thought about that thing. Jesus come and live with you. Jesus would come and be a part of you. But if you don't want him, he would be glad to leave. Jesus don't force himself on nobody. He was mad. Jesus has saved me. Jesus has blessed me. Took my feet out of the miry clay and have me where I am now. And then they going to tell him to get out of town. He said, Lord, let me go with you. This is when things changed. Jesus had told people, come follow me. So it's a fisherman. They were fishing, cleaning their nets. He told, come follow me. He saw some tax collectors collecting taxes and beating people out of their money. He said, come follow me. Oh, yeah. Here the man wanted to volunteer and follow Jesus, but Jesus said, no, you stay where you are. Stay where you are. Tell the people what good God has been to you, how good God has been to you. Do you have a story this morning? I remember old man Kelly waited till he was real old before he started preaching. But every time you saw Reverend Kelly, he always was ready to tell his story. Caught me one day going in the grocery store up in Florence, Alabama. God knows I didn't want to talk to Reverend Kelly. But he caught me in that door and he started telling me his story. Reverend Kelly might have waited late, but he still had a story to tell. Do you have a story? Have God been good to you? If God been good to you, won't you raise your hand? If God been good to you, won't you wave your hand and say, thank you. You ought to have something to tell somebody about God. They might not want to hear you, but if you keep on telling it, somebody going to listen. Somebody going to hear Jesus speak through you and come. Jesus said, what must I do to be saved? Say, yeah. You can't beat me telling my story. One thing, I'm not going to let you tell my story. I'm going to tell my own story. You tell your story, but I'm going to tell my own story. Do you have a story this morning to tell somebody about Jesus? I'm almost through. But there was a preacher in the old East Alabama Conference. Every year, when he read his report, his annual report, his church report, I believe he might have had some difficulty like all of the other preachers. People tell you that, you know, that's the best church in the world. Well, all of us got some devils in them. That man would give his report every year. Then he'd look at the bishop and we were waiting on him. He said, "Bishop, can I sing my song?" He always would look at it and say, "You don't know what the Lord has done for me. You don't know how good God been to me. You know how good God been to you. You ought to tell your story. I don't mind telling you this morning that God's been good to me." Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who was it that woke me up this morning?
Yeah.
I don't tell you that I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't help but say, Jesus!
Jesus.
Yeah. Mary, baby!
Yeah.
My rock! Do you have a story?
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to move. The story was told of a man that didn't go to church. Met a man that just not too long ago had started going to church. God had blessed him. He asked him, "Why do you want to go down to that church? Every Sunday, all that preacher do is talk about he lived toward Jesus. He lived every Sunday. Tell about he died. Stretching wide. And they hung him on a hill.
Yeah.
And he died. Yes, why do you go there every Sunday? That's all that man going to do. That's all that priest, that female going to do. It's going to tell you about Jesus being rose again. He said, "I tell you why I go." He said, "I go because I want to hear it. I want to hear him say, Jesus has been good to me. Jesus. Jesus. Who died on the cross. Yes, they stretched him wide. Yes! He died. But early, one Sunday morning, he got up, walked away from the grave. Early, yes, early, one Thursday morning, Jesus got up in me. I could help but say, Jesus, I don't know about you, but God has been good to me. I got a story to tell. Do you have a story to tell? I don't mind telling you how God gave me in my life. Yes. 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 He got up early one Thursday morning. I don't mind telling you they've been my rock in a weary land. Yes! He's in my shelter in the time of a storm. If Jesus been good to you, won't you raise your hand? Won't you wave them? Say yes! Yes!
Yes!
Come on and bless the Lord, amen, for the Lord using our presiding elder one more time, amen. Lord have mercy. That's a personal message. Do you have a story to tell? Thank God for the word. Thank God for the conviction, amen, that has went forth this morning. Maybe you're here. Maybe you're here and you don't have a story to tell. But he made it crystal clear that when you come in contact with the Savior, he will give you a story to tell. And he also made it crystal clear that can't no one tell your story like you can. You got to have that personal relationship with the Lord. And if you don't tell it, it won't get told. Thank God for the preacher. Thank God for the preach word. As the choir gets a selection of the choice, let us stand. This is your invitation to Christian discipleship. If you're not saved, come. To my right, to your left, if you're not saved and you want Christ in your life, come. Maybe you're saved and have let you in the Lord and you want to come and be a part of our church family. Come to my right, to your left, to the chancel. We'll receive you just as you are. You can come through Christian experience, come through church letter. Come because the Lord is calling you to come to be a part of what he's blessing. If you need prayer this morning, come to my left, to your right, to the chancel. If you want to come and talk to God, come to my left, to your right. God is a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to the Lord on behalf of our members at your altar. Come praying the Lord for your strength and your power to remain upon them. They come, God, because they do have a story to tell. They come, God, thanking you for their story. You protected them, God, through many storms, through many valleys. In the midst of sickness, you healed their bodies. Thank you, God, for allowing the demons to go into the pigs and not in our lives. That's your grace and your mercy, sparing us one more time. You kept the same, God. You kept our minds together. You kept our hearts together. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of craziness, God, you kept us strong. You kept us stable. And we say thank you right now. Pray, God, for strength. Pray, God, for our sisters. Sister Matthews, as she traveled, participate in the
Olympics and sports and other activities. Protect her body from all hurt, harm, and danger. Give her the strength, God, to complete the task. Not only her, God, but protect all the other ones who's going to compete this week, this month. In the name of Jesus. Give her traveling grace. Cover with your blood. God, you're so kind, you're so good. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you, family. May bless you. Doxology, pray. Hold on 1 second. Yes, ma'am. Bus is leaving at 2:15, headed to New Life AME Church in Geneva, 2:15. The bus is leaving. We're asking our mass choir to help us sing. We need you all. Ready to go? We need you all. We need you all to go and help us sing, help us worship, help us be prepared. You know, when you all sing, Reverend White, stand up, speak up, and we sit down. Amen. I need you all to go. Let's go and be a blessing to this particular church, okay? Doxology, praise God, for whom all blessings flow. Come on, Dad.
Visit them again. Those same people that asked him to leave brought a man to him and begged him to heal him. Old folks used to say, ain't that good? Ain't that good, church? Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us until we meet again. May we all sing.